Well, for anybody who doesn't know, of course, it's the based on the true story of John Merrick, and it's a hard show to do for actors as well. Tell me about the young man who plays the part of John Merrick, because that's figuratively and literally a backbreaking role.
Oh, I have a wonderful actor, Alan Liam Estes, from the University of Maine. He's a senior this year. Just amazing. Yes, you don't do it with prosthetics the way they did in the movie. You have to do everything physically and vocally. He gets cramps quite a bit.
Not bad, yeah.
And I'm sure his back and hips are bothering him, but he's a total trooper. And it's beautiful. I get speechless because he makes me pretty much cry every night because he's just so beautiful.
Well, it's such an intimate show too, that seems like a perfect space to do the Elephant Man.
It is, because you are right there. It's as if you're at the freak show with him. It's as if you're in the London hospital with him. I have people coming, actors going in and out of the audience. It's a very beautiful and intimate space.
Tell me about other people in the cast along with Alan.
Amy Droh is playing a very famous actress of the day, Mrs. Kendall. She is effervescent, to say the least. She befriends Merrick through the doctor who gives him a home at the London Hospital, Dr. Treves, played by Tyler Costigan. The three of them create magic on stage. It's truly lovely.
And talk about the production team a little bit. We were chatting about your costumer, and I've just seen a couple of the pictures, but they look great.
Michelle Handley, who does costumes at UMaine and also the Theater Monmouth. We got to know each other doing a show last fall at UMaine, The Curious Savage. She's magic. she creates lots of things out of nothing, and they look amazing. Costume qualities, the production qualities of the show are very, very high.
Who's the set designer?
Actually, me.
Oh, very nice.
And my stage manager, Jen Snow.
Fantastic.
We just kind of kept putting things together. Like I say, Elliot has built a wonderful proscenium stage for us, and we kind of took it from there.
All right, so the show opens on Thursday night. You're playing Thursday through Sundays?
Thursday through Sundays, yes. Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m.
And if you would like to get tickets to see 10 Bucks Theater Company's production of The Elephant Man, what's the best way to do that?
Check us out on Facebook or on our website, 10BucksTheater.org, and there is a brown paper ticket link to purchase tickets ahead of time. You can also purchase tickets at the door, $10.
Wow, that seems to make sense.
I know.
Do you have people after, it's been almost 20 years, do you still have people
Absolutely.
Say, how much are tickets?
I return calls on voicemail, and they'll say, how much are tickets? And I'll say, 10 bucks. And they'll say, no, we know what your name is, but how much are your tickets?
basketball season's over. So you're good to have Ron home now.
Right? Ron is home, and Ron is in the show for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Plays the director of the hospital, and... I don't know how many shows we've done together now. I'd really have to stop and think, but I'm assuming it's been like 30. And,
wow.
I love directing him. He's an awesome actor and a pretty nice husband.
If only you had experience at directing him.
Yeah. Both on stage and off.
Yeah, darn right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful production. A 10 Bucks Theater Company presents The Elephant Man opening this Thursday night at their brand new, wonderful location out at the Bangor Mall, which is just... That's great for you. We've talked about it before when you were in. That's great for the mall, too. More of that kind of thing, I think, is the future of malls like that.
I think you're going to see malls thinking outside of the box, for sure. And we're loving it there and get a lot of foot traffic. A lot of people just kind of open the door and say, oh, what's going on in here?
Well, it's great because it's not like it's a deceased mall that's coming back to life. It's
right.
Just sort of on life support. So it's still got that foot traffic.
They walk by and they see the Elephant Man right there.
Have you been to the mall recently?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Julie. Break legs this weekend.
Thank you, Rich.
Julie Lisnette, 10 Bucks Theater Company, The Elephant